This call is being recorded.
Good afternoon. This is Albert on every line. Who am I speaking with?
This is Glenn Atlas. How are you?
I'm good. What was the name again, sir?
Glenn Adams.
Glenn Adams, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm returning your call. Yeah, called earlier. I was at work. I'm sitting in return.
Okay, sir, give me a quick second. Let me pull up your information. Are you calling me from 866-233 or what's the number that you're calling me from?
It's 240-398-6236.
All right. I could barely make out what you're saying. Let me try and increase my volume a little bit.
Okay. How about now?
Oh, much, much better, sir. Okay. Give me a quick second. Let me try and pull up your information. And can you please tell me which tort is it that we were reaching out to you on? Was it the motor vehicle accident?
No, the youth program. The youth facility.
Oh, got it, sir. In regards to the Maryland sexual abuse?
Yeah.
Understood, sir. Okay, give me a quick second. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in your phone number and then I'm going to call you back so I can pull up the script. So give me one quick second. If necessary, I'll have to call you back. Hopefully not.
Okay.
Yeah. How was your day been so far? Did you go to work today, sir?
Yeah, I just got off. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What do you do for work?
Drive for waste management. Drive for waste management.
Oh, very nice, sir. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. All right, sir. So what I'm going to do now is I was able to open up a different page, so I don't have to call you back. So once again, my name is Albert Ramirez. Thank you for calling me back, and we are speaking on a recorded line. I had asked you earlier if you wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit, and you said yes, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim, sir?
No.
Okay, perfect. And has anybody ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent you
no.
a packet of mail to your house? Okay.
No.
Thank you, sir. And I'm assuming you're filing this claim on your behalf, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And do you know anyone else who's seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
Not right at all. God, that was, he passed away, so he, I can't think of anyone.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that, sir. And have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Perfect. And did the abuse you experience involved someone affiliated with an institution, a school or church while you were under their care?
Yes, in the system, yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And what facility did the abuse occur at?
Boys Village of Maryland, actually in Maryland Training School.
What is the name of the facility, though, because I have about 30 facilities.
Boys Village. It used
Boys
to be
Village?
Called Boys Village, yes. And that's
what
in Cheltenham, Maryland. Boys
what
Village.
What is it called now? Do you know?
Now, that I don't know. They may be going under the same name. I'm not sure.
Okay. Give me a sec. Let me see if hopefully Boys Village is on the list.
It's in Cheltenham, Maryland.
What city again, sir?
Cheltenham, Maryland.
Can you spell that, please?
Cheltenham. C-H-E-L. No, I'm sorry. S-H-E-L-T-H-A-M. Cheltenham. I think that's how you spell Cheltenham.
S-H-E-L-T.
Hold on. They might be spelling it different. Let me hold on a second.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Chelten-Ham.
Cheltenham Youth Detention Center?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That is on our list. Okay. And
the other one was called Maryland Training School for Boys. I was at both facilities.
Maryland Training Center?
Yeah, Maryland Training Center. Yeah, well, I don't know if they changed the name now, so.
Okay. But which of the two locations is best fitting for this case, for your claim that we're going to be filing?
Boys Village.
Boys Village? Okay.
Yes.
That's the Cheltenham Youth Detention Center.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for recalling that. I'm sorry that you have to go through that. Do you happen to know the phone number there? Or if not, that's what I got Google here to help me out.
No, I don't have that number there.
Okay, let me get that. Okay, it's 301. Got it right here. Okay. And that's at 11003 Frank Tippett Road, Cheltenham,
yep.
Maryland, right?
That's it.
Okay. All right, sir. Now we're going to get into some specifics here. Please tell me the dates of the abuse.
This was around, I'm going to say, between 79 and 80, because I was around 14, 15. And that's the only time I was there.
Okay. And so... Let's think back a little bit. What approximate month was it? Like beginning of the year, middle of the year, end of the year? Like, was it winter? Do you remember if it was summer?
I'm gonna say it's like around winter.
Okay, so October, November, December, January. What do you think?
About October, between October and November.
October. Okay, and that was in what year, sir? 80 what?
Well, 80, 79, 80, somewhere around there. I'll say closer to 80.
Okay, so I'll just say October 1st, 1979. And was there more than one occurrence, sir, or was it more than one time, like during a stretch of period of time, or... Can you please give me a little bit of information on that?
Well, it was multiple times.
Multiple times? So it was during... How many months were you incarcerated there?
I was there probably... if I can remember. It may have been about 12 months or so. About 12 months or so.
Approximately 12 months?
Yeah.
As a juvenile, how old were you, said, sir?
14, 15.
Okay, so you were in the facility for approximately 12 months as a juvenile between the ages of 14 and 15 years old. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. I'm just typing this all up in a professional manner for for the attorneys, so once they read it, they'll be able to make better sense of it. Okay. And Okay, so we'll get back to tidying up because more information will be divulged as we go along. So for now, I got the gist of it. You were in the facility approximately 12 months as a juvenile between the ages of 14, 15 years old. When you were, can you please describe or tell me, you said 14 or 15. And then what is your current age right now, sir?
60.
60, okay, thank you. And what was the abuser's role at the facility?
Correctional officer. I would say correctional officers.
Okay. And do you know the name of your abuser?
No, I can't remember their names.
Okay, we're going to need a very good description. We're going to need a very good description of the individual. Male, female?
Male. I'm going to say during that time might have been around, I'm going to say about maybe 35, 40, somewhere around.
Okay, so male approximately four in the 40s?
I'm going to say between 35 and 40, somewhere around there.
35 to 40 years old. Can you please describe his physical appearance? Was he short, tall, skinny?
Medium built. Like medium built. Black, medium built.
Okay.
Loud talker. I do remember that.
Very vocal or loud?
Yeah, vocal, very vocal.
Okay. Because it could be both. He could have been loud and vocal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else you could remember about his description? Did he have tattoos? Was he dark skin, light skin? Did he have what kind of hair did he have? Was he bald? You know what I mean?
Complexion may be like a brown skin. I'll say brown skin. Or brown skin or medium complexion.
And he is African American?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Right. Okay, and what was he a correction officer, the role?
Yeah.
What was
correction?
Okay. Correction officer. Is that?
Yeah,
sorry?
I don't know if they was calling them. It's the same as correctional officer, but I think they used to call them youth counselors back then because they was in charge of the dorm that we were in. So it could be. It may have been called youth counselor / correctional officer.
Okay. No, you're right. Youth counselor is the correct term often used. That is what I've heard in the past. And how many times were you abused during this time frame while you were there?
The only time I was there, I would say probably maybe 8 to 10 times.
Okay. So we'll just go with the greater of 10 because I'm not able to put dashes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And here's what I have, a description of the abuser's physical appearance. I have, the perpetrator was an African-American male with brown skin, approximately 35 to 40 years old, of medium build, and notably vocal during the incidents.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. And where did the abuse occur within the facility? Where were you guys at?
In the dormitories, in the bathroom.
In the
dorm area and bathrooms.
Dormitories and bathroom. So how is it that you don't recall his name? Was it that he didn't let you see him?
No, well, I mean, I can't remember this name. I can remember one of the captain's name, but I can't remember the CO's name. I can't remember their names right off.
Okay, what was the captain's name?
Washington, Mr. Washington. I remember Mr. Washington.
Okay, so client recalls a captain, or what was he?
I think Mr. Washington was a captain. I think he was a lieutenant or a captain, because I remember him having a white shirt, and he was one of the CEOs that was in charge.
And
His name was Mr. Washington.
Mr. Washington. Okay, so I added that to the description of the person and specified, client recalls another person that was in charge by the name of Mr. Washington. In parentheses, I put, was not the abuser.
Right, that's correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. And so this was sexual abuser?
Yes.
Okay. And did you disclose any abuse to someone else, anybody?
No, because you didn't, you was afraid to do that back then. You know, these people were in control of you, so you couldn't talk about that.
Right.
You couldn't talk about that to your peers, or, because they're in control and they threaten that if you say something, they're going to do this and do that, or have you move to a different facility, or to a grown-up facility and all that crazy stuff. So.
Oh, my. Got it. So they led with fear. Okay.
Yeah.
So how has the abuse affected your life, sir?
I mean, it's greatly affected me. I mean, I try not to think about it as much, but I mean, at times you can't help but to think about it.
Right.
Going through that at a young age, it just kind of it creates a lot of anger, and resentment towards people like that.
And you have resentment towards people, like any male, or just to humans and period, or you've been affected as you have a lot of resentment towards who?
Towards the people that's more like in charge of folks like that.
People of authority?
Yeah. That can kind of control, like was in control.
Got it. Understood. Anything else you want to share? So far what I have is that the Klan has been significantly impacted, harboring substantial resentment towards individuals in positions of authority. Anything else you want me to add?
Not right off. I mean,
okay. As we keep going, whatever you feel fitting, I'm your guy. I told you that earlier this morning. I'm going to help you out the best I can. Put these in the best words possible so that you can get the best help, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Perfect. And was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
Okay. And do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? You have any paperwork, or is that just, or how do we get proof that you were there?
I don't have any paperwork because that's been 45 years at least. I mean, you can probably put it up in through their system. I'm sure my name will come up.
Okay, so school records can corroborate that?
Yeah.
School and facility records?
Facility records.
Okay, so but what about school? Because you were 14 years old when this happened.
Yeah, I was out of school. I was out of school because I was locked up.
Okay, so would the school also have record that you were locked up just in case?
I don't know if they would have records of that. They might it might show that I was missing school during that time, but I don't know if they're gonna have records of me. You know, but they will if they still have it. They will show me missing school during that time.
Because this is what I'm thinking. That would be great if you were to be able to get school records showing your absence and then with the paperwork or with the record of you being in the institution, those two should jive beautifully.
Okay,
right?
I mean, I can see how I'll try to see if I can come up with that some kind of way. I would have to
call the school district. Yep, call the school district and then just, you know, start with the basic question. You don't have to be specific. You know, but you just let them know it's important, and it's up to you. If you find the right person that you trust that is like willing to, you know, hear you out, it would be beneficial to tell them why you're doing it, because that way they help you that much more, and they may be able to find and dig further for you. Be like, oh, yeah, well, we have it right here showing that he wasn't at school because he was with the state.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going to put that the documentation, you don't have any documentation, no cooperation right now. But you're going to look into requesting facility record or not facility records, but schools in will inquire about school records. Okay, cool.
I'm gonna check with my mom to see if she has any. Because she's real good at keeping a whole bunch of old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she might have something that showed when I was down there. So I would check with her.
Okay. So here's what I got for now. Is facility records will confirm the client's presence at the facility, and an inquiry will also be made regarding his school records. How's that?
That's good.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir. And... So, main injury or medical problem, that was the sexual abuse.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just typing. Sorry, sir. The main injury or medical problem was sexual abuse. Could you please confirm your gender for me?
Male.
And are you single, married, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Married?
Yes.
Good. I think I heard your wife in the background earlier. Was that her?
Yeah, that was her.
Oh, that's awesome. Please say hi to her for me.
I will. She in the other room screaming about something.
Well, you know what? I'm super happy for you that you're blessed to have a beautiful woman by your side, you know, to help to help you with, you know, your adult part of life. Because we're all going to have two lives, kid life and adult life, right?
Right.
So, I'm happy for you that you found yourself a woman to be by your side to help ease the pain, I should say.
Right. So, that's amazing because you're in a place like that where they're supposed to protect you and they're doing more harm than protecting you.
Understood, sir. Understood. Yeah. And I off topic and off the phone, like I'd be able to share personal experiences of what happened in my life personally and my children as well. So I understand. That's why I'm so passionate about helping people out.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. So moving on, let me go ahead. And now I'm going to have to ask you your first name, if there's a middle name and last name, because like I said, I had to basically wing it because you called me back, which I appreciate. Because I didn't call you, I don't have my original information on you. So what is your first name, sir?
Glenn, G-L-E-N.
Okay, Glenn, that is correct. G-L-E-N. Do you have a middle name, Glenn?
J, J-A-Y.
J-A-Y. Last name?
Adams.
Thank you. Okay, appreciate it. And let's see. Are you a junior, senior?
No.
Okay. What's your wife's name?
Pamela Adams.
Pamela Adams. I thought you were about to say Pamela Anderson.
No.
And what's her phone number, sir?
Just 240.
In case, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 694-7884.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be listing her as your emergency contact, sir?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, let me go ahead and just do that now. I'll just skip to the end of the script. You guys live together, sir?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Awesome. So her name is Pamela Adams, not Anderson. And I have her phone number, 240-694-7884. And that is wife. Oh, right. All right. And date of birth, please.
4/12/65.
You know, I always believe people are connected one way or another. And I felt that cool connection with you. You're an Aries, my friend.
Yeah, when your birthday?
April 7th.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We're a week apart, huh? Not even a week.
Exactly. Yep. All right,
oh,
sir.
Your birthday was next Saturday.
Monday. Next Monday.
Monday. Oh, it's Monday. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Still not sure if I want to take the day off and go hang out with Mom. She's 92.
She's 80 or 92?
92. 92.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
so
man, that's a blessing. Yeah, you need to go hang out with her.
you just solidified
enjoy
my
all
thought.
That time you came with her.
You solidified my question whether I was going to go or not. Yeah, that's good. Appreciate that. And, sir, once we be able to get to, like, pull any records, I am going to need your social for them to, you know, try to get facility records or school records, whatever kind of help the attorneys need to do. I do need the social.
Okay. 579.
Mm-hmm.
82.
Mm-hmm.
3170.
All right. Let me repeat that. 579-823-170.
That's correct.
Awesome. Okay. Next is your email address, please.
JC Adams, JAYCEE.
Mm-hmm.
Adams11@gmail.com.
Okay, let me spell it. JAYCEE Adams. It's Adams with an S, right?
Yes,
11@gmail.com.
Yep, that's correct.
All right, got it. And let's see. Your number again, please, the one that we're speaking on.
240-398-6236.
Uh-huh. 6236. All right, let me repeat that. 240-398-6238. I'm sorry, 6236.
Yep, that's it.
All right. And this is your mobile, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Address, please.
2002 Dania Drive, D-A-N-I-A. Drive, and that's Fort Washington, Maryland.
20744?
Yes.
Is there a unit number or is that a house?
The house.
Awesome. Have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred? Like, have you gone to counseling? Have you done any of that?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, I don't need to read you the script because we already provide, you've already provided me your wife's emergency contact just in case it can't get a hold of you. Okay. And it's happened in the past where somebody loses a cell number and ends up with a different number. And I've had to reach the contact person. They're like, yeah, we were wondering when you were going to call because he lost his phone and he don't have that number anymore. So,
so it's good to have extra contact.
Yes. Yes, sir. It does. It does help out. Okay, so now we're basically done with the intake. Now what I got to do is my job is to read, make sure I don't have any blanks, any mistakes, make sure that you are in agreement to what I'm going to be, my descriptions, because if there's anything that you feel I need to add, we'll add it. Anything I need to omit, we'll revise it, because I'm speaking on your behalf right here, okay?
Okay.
So let me go ahead and get my quality assurance checklist. I help people with different lawsuits. So Maryland Abuse is one of our newer ones.
You do they, extra diff too?
I do. I'll give you a list real quick. I do AFFF, firefighting foam. I do the asbestos. I do the California wildfires. I do Depo-Provera contraceptive for the ladies. I used to take that injection and got sick. I also help people with the motor vehicle accidents, people that got in a wreck in the last 12 months that were injured. I used to do the hair relaxer. A lot of people were ladies and men that straightened their hair.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some serious
cancers.
And then I also helped
people. Said something about firefighters. What was that about the firefighters?
Were you a firefighter?
No, my daughter is.
So, okay, you got to listen to this then, okay? This is a really, really serious one. So if she's a firefighter, she needs to stay away from that firefighting foam because that firefighting, the foam
okay.
has been linked to kidney cancers. And different testicular, but testicular, livers, thyroids, cancers, ulcerative colitis. So there's all kinds of things going on. So just make sure she keeps watching her health. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And also help people that sprayed Roundup. Like you buy a house and you got weeds everywhere and then you buy Roundup.
Oh, you do that Roundup. That stuff that's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So people that got sick off of that. And then I also help ladies that took Oxbryta, or not ladies, but people that have sickle cell disease and then took Oxbryta and then got worse side effects with taking the drug.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a new one coming up called Tepezza, another medication that caused like some serious tendonitis, ringing in the ears, partial hearing loss, complete hearing loss. So, yeah, I'm busy all day helping people out, you know.
Well, that's a good thing. Your blessings come. They'll come because you helping people out there. They always get your blessings back.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yep, that's how I try to live the life, you know.
Yeah, we need more people like you out here, really, to help like that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So let me go ahead and read the law firm requirements just to make sure I don't have any mistakes. That way, I can send you the paperwork for you to sign off on. I did confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. I also confirmed that you were sexually abused as a minor prior to your 18th birthday. I also confirmed that the abuse was physical and sexual nature. Okay. And it was from a person that worked at the facility. Okay. Let's see, one second. Okay, so one thing I do need to go back to is I did say we'd have to go back eventually. I need to know, I need you to please describe the abuse that happened. So can you, unfortunately, you got to tell me that. What happened? What was the abuse?
Okay, well, the guy used to fondle a lot.
The counselor?
Yeah, the counselor. And it was me and a couple of other guys that he would make us do oral sex. He would do oral sex with us.
And he would perform it to you, or you yeah. made you yeah. perform it?
No, he would perform it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that. And was forced to receive oral sex. Okay. Was there any other sexual encounters besides that, sir?
No.
Okay. What he was fondling your genitalia area, or yeah. what was he doing?
Yeah, the genital areas.
Okay. That's pretty much like that's enough. But that's was there anything else that you want to add to that?
Yeah, it's funny even talking about that. It's just kind of, you know, paying back. But like you said, you got to talk about it to, you know, let you know what's mm-hmm. going on. So.
Yes, sir. Because that's the only way that is you're going to be able to do something about it is for them to know what this individual did, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right, so here's what I have, and then we're going to lay it to rest, okay? We'll just put a lock on it and put it to the side. The client reports that a counselor at the facility sexually abused him by fondling his genitals and forcing him to receive oral sex. This occurred during his confinement in the juvenile facility, where he was held for approximately 12 months between the ages of 14 and 15. Anything else you want me to add, sir?
No, I'm gonna try to get okay. this information for you.
Okay. Are you talking about the school?
Yeah, from the school records. And,
oh, you're doing great. You'll still have time to do that because the attorneys won't be. You won't. I'll find out right now if I'm going to transfer you now to the attorneys, or you may be. I may have to call you back to transfer you later.
Okay.
But let me continue on my law firm requirements. So, we did confirm that the abuse was physical and sexual in nature. We also confirmed the name of the abuser or a minimum, a detailed physical description, which we did. And then we also confirmed the years, the time frame when you were abused. We also confirmed a clear nexus between the abuse and the organization, location of the abuse. We got that. And we also confirmed that you were detained at an accepted juvenile detention center. I also confirmed that you want to participate in the Maryland sexual abuse lawsuit. And the injury specified in the contract will match the injury discussed on our recorded call, which I'll verify that once I send it to you. Also confirm you have never been registered as a sex offender. And then when the DocuSign gets sent to you, you're going to be asked to provide a photo ID. So you'll just snap the photo and upload it to the DocuSign.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and confirm that I don't have any mistakes or blanks. So here we go. Starting from the top. Yes, you want to participate. This is for yourself. Nobody's ever sent you anything. Resident of the U.S. No sexual offender. It was at Cheltenham Youth Detention Center. And dates of abuse were October 1st, 1979. You are now 60. You are 14 at the time. Okay. It was a youth counselor. And currently employed, no law enforcement. Do you have corroboration? You're going to get that. Perfect. And you're a male. Glenn J. Adams is GlenJay. Adams, Adams. Pamela Adams, 240-694-7884. Your date of birth, April 12, 65. Social 579-823-170. Email, I have JAYCEE adams11@gmail.com. Phone number 240-398-6236. Address 2002 Dania Drive, Fort Washington, Maryland, 20744. Have not received therapy. And that's it. Let me go ahead and generate the documents, and I'll get them out to you right now. How was your weekend?
Good. It was good. Too short.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I had my grandkids, so I had to work.
Oh, man. That's how many grandkids you have?
Two.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Boys, girls, or
girl
one
and
of
boy.
Each?
Yeah, one of each.
Oh, right on. And how old are they?
7 and 2.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's good ages right there.
What about you?
I'm not a grandpa yet. My oldest is 34. And then her younger sister's 31, and my youngest son is 20, or my son is 25. None of them are hitched to the part where I'm going to be a grandpa soon.
Not yet, huh?
Not yet. My oldest, she was about to. She literally had started having a conversation with her ex-boyfriend. They had bought a house. I mean, I was going out there on the weekends, helping her, you know, make it nicer, improving it, and doing all kinds of woodwork for her. They ended up breaking up because she had the conversation with him about him drinking too much and she wants to be a mom.
Oh. And he couldn't take that.
He chose alcohol over my daughter. So guess what?
Well, they need to be where he is.
Yeah, exactly. So she said, okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. They put the house up for sale. She hasn't looked back.
Well, man, it's a good thing that it happened before they got too deep into it, before they got married.
Right.
And then he wanted to act out, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was pretty hurt, pretty upset about it because I figured, you know, we've been hanging out for 2 years. He really wanted in the family. And it turns out he'd rather celebrate with his family and party more than think of the future.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, bye-bye.
Where you home? Where you located?
I was born in Los Angeles, California. Big Dodger fan, rocks throw away from the stadium. But since I've been an adult, I've been in Orange County, which is more like by the Disneyland,
California.
Know, stuff like that. Yes, sir.
Florida.
No, California.
In California, oh, okay. This is land in California, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't get affected by those wildfires, did you?
So, not me personally. My daughters live right down on the foothills from the fire, so they were indoors pretty much the whole time, being protected from the nasty pollution in the air. But yeah, it was really bad. It was a historical, probably one of the worst disasters in California by any means. Yeah, it was terrible. So did you get my email and text, sir?
Yeah, I did. I got it. I heard it come through.
Oh, awesome. Let me know if you need help. I have a little cheat sheet here for you in case you're not familiar with the DocuSign.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, let me pull it. Hey, babe. Give me 1 second. Let me get her to help me.
Take your time. Yeah, take your time.
Hey, babe. How do I get you to pull it up?
Go back this way. Go to your email. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of it?
Hold on. That's Jump. Oh, my job. Oh, yeah. Oh, here it is right here. Because the name right here. Okay. New Docs.
He continues. Okay. Lisa. I agree. Lisa, your name.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
You might have to use your phone.
Oh,
use your hand, not your nail.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You have to use your fingertip. And
use
then just,
fingertip.
Yeah, please draw your name. Like, it doesn't have to be fancy by any means, but it has to be first and last name. Like, if you want to put your initial, that's fine.
Okay,
but it
so
has to be your first name, last name, nice and legible.
Okay. Hold on.
Yep. Thank you.
This is my tip.
It's the tip of your finger.
I'm trying. I'm not.
I mean, your wife is there. If she has a better look or a stylist, you could have her help you. I mean, I'm listening to you guys, and I know she's helping you.
Okay. Hold on. You might be there. You came out.
So I'm putting them on speaker so we can
okay.
get it.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. Okay, allow. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
It will not let nothing down.
So did you find where it says the yellow continue button? And then the checkbox that says, I agree to use electronic records and signature,
yeah.
then continue.
Yeah.
And then, okay, start button. It'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger, hit adopt and sign, and then hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it will lead you through everywhere you to tap.
Okay. It won't let us sign. We only review and continue, and it says, please sign.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, please read electronic record and signature disclosure. I agree to use electronic
yes.
record.
Yes.
We agree to that.
Yes. Click on that. Then hit continue.
Uh-huh. Okay. But then we can't sign.
After you click on the box that says, I agree to use electronic records and signature, did you
yes.
click continue after that?
Yes, we could. Yeah, and his name came up, but we couldn't sign. It won't let us put the signature in. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me go back. I'm going back.
Okay.
Okay. Continue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We hit. It says, please sign and then hit continue. Am I correct?
Yes. Perfect.
Please sign. Yeah, but it won't let us put a signature in. Hold on.
Don't have one of those shooter pins.
No, I threw that away. Okay.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, wait, I went out. Oh, no, you're good.
50 cents, yes.
Continue.
Let's see. When you hit continue, your name just come up. Hold up. Hold up, baby. Just let me see. Hold up. Give me a minute, please.
Mm-hmm.
Because it won't let us continue with a signature.
It's still not letting you?
No, it still won't let us sign. And I'm rubbing all on it, and it still won't let us sign.
Interesting.
Let me see what other options say.
Yeah, because it should be like to where once you open the web page, click the yellow continue button.
Yeah.
And then the checkbox, as long as you checked on that, you consented, that checkbox that says, I agree to use electronic records, then continue. And then at the top right of the page, you should see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it. It'll direct you to the first signature field. And then the small yellow box, click it. You have to click on it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and then hit adopt and sign.
Okay.
Let's go back.
We're going back up. Mm-hmm. Oh, give us a minute.
That's fine. I could always resend it if it's giving you a problem.
No. Like, we read through it. Signature. Okay, draw your signature.
There you go. And then once you're done, then hit adopt and sign.
Adopt and sign.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
we
got
hit another signature required box.
Oh, yeah.
Initials. Hold up, wait. Give it to me. Pick your initials.
Draw initials. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then you got another box that requires your signature. Oh, authorization. Okay. Indicate. Okay, I got it.
Okay. Can I put you guys on a brief hold? I got to ask a quick question while you do that, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back. Don't hang up.
All right. All right. Required initial here. Here we got one. Required initial here. Right there. One, two. Hold on. Come on, baby. Next.
That's
the number
six. Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, we already did that. Oh, yeah, we already did that. Okay. 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 Okay, okay, okay. Don't hit that until he tells you to hit finish.
That's
what
I can see.
Okay, honey. So you that's it. You can't see it. Just wait.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
All right. Okay. How are we doing over there?
We got the signatures done.
Oh, beautiful. Were you able to upload the ID?
Let's see.
Come
It should have prompted you to take a picture of your ID.
Questions for unknown doctor, upload address, license.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, I got to see it.
It's the last page where it says upload your supporting document?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, trying to get it now.
Okay.
Okay, last page. Okay, Travis.
It's pointing right there.
Maybe I see.
The arrow is pointing to it. Is
it? It's not going to hit it.
Make sure the picture has all four corners exposed. It has to be a really nice picture.
Okay, hold on.
I'm here. Don't worry.
You're going all the way back.
Well, maybe just wait, honey. I'm new at this, just like you. They got the signatures on everything. Now, We just got to upload the
ID. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you real quick from the other line. Don't pick it up. It's just for me to disposition the call, okay? But
okay.
You don't have to pick it up. I'm just going to call real quick and hang up. Okay, that was that.
Okay. Now I got to go back to where I was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-oh, my bad.
Oh, my keys won't. See, we on a little small phone. We're not on a computer.
Oh, you're not? Got it. Do you have a tablet or anything where it may be easier for you?
We need one.
Right here, Sam. Upload supporting
documents.
Okay,
hold on. Go down. We might can see.
You're in the right area because I heard you talk about uploading.
Yes. Do we?
It's an arrow pointing to where it says, what did that say? Done. Oh, that's saying done. So this other one. Click on the upload button.
There you go.
I'm tapping it, but it won't.
If you feel it's giving you a problem, go ahead and just hit complete, and you could text me your driver's license on the site, and I'll upload it myself.
Okay, we can do that.
If you see complete, go ahead and hit complete and finish it up.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, because I could upload that for you myself.
Okay, there's two fields that's left, it says.
Okay.
Okay, I see the fields that's left.
Either
okay.
Signatures or initials, one of the two.
Yeah, that's why I'm going back down now. Okay, I see them.
That might be why it won't let me upload.
Yeah, okay, I see.
That is exactly right.
So that's probably why I won't let me upload.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it's still not working. I'll just hit finish.
Hit finish if you have to, and then text me the...
Okay.
Please, I'll text you right now so you could just respond. Please text.
Okay.
Did you click finish?
Yeah, I clicked finish.
Okay.
The agreement has been signed and fully successful. Now
all right.
Let me do the
pictures. Okay, I see completed. Now let me open it. Go ahead and just respond to my text. I just sent it to you right now.
Okay, I got your text.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good job. Glenn Adams, I see it. I see the signatures. I see the initials. Glenn Adams. All right, we're solid.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting ready to send you the picture.
Okay.
Let's see, which one is this? Oh, Lord.
You guys okay over there?
Yeah. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's a lot. Hold on.
You earned your dinner, I'll tell you that.
Okay, now what's your text message say that way to pull up once I hit one number?
I just text you. It's from 949.
Wait a minute, honey. 9. Okay, 949-996-993-1.
That's me. Yep. Just go ahead and take the picture and attach it to that and send it my way, and I'll upload it.
You have it?
Did you send it already?
Yes, I did.
Okay, should be a second or two. Got it. Man, you guys are amazing.
Who's that?
Hold on.
You got it. You got it. It's right here.
Okay.
Okay, so that basically concludes everything. Do you guys have any questions before I wrap it up?
No, just,
okay.
Give me a call.
So here, let me read the last final script. That way you know what to expect. The law firm will be reaching out to you soon. Most likely, once my team reviews this, they'll have me do a warm transfer so that you're not, you know, like, trying to call them, and I'll do a warm transfer. That's most likely what will happen. So once we do that, they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today, which is completely normal. I am the intake specialist. I am providing them all the information. You signed off on it as far as the descriptions and all that. So they will ask pretty much the same questions again. And it's just basically to ensure everything is accurate for your case. So I apologize ahead for that. They may also need you to sign additional forms. For example, a medical release. I don't see why, because there's no medical information. But they will definitely need to collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you ever see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it, return as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. We want you to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from me or them in the next 24, 48 hours, I highly recommend you giving me a call directly to follow up. And I have to read this. Can you confirm you're available to speak to them today as you have with me? When necessary?
Yes.
Okay. And like I said earlier, please note, once your file goes through quality assurance, I'm going to give you a call back to transfer you over to them directly. And once again, do you have any questions before we go our separate ways? You good?
Yeah, we good. I appreciate the help.
All right, Mr. Adams and Mrs. Adams, it's been my pleasure. I wish you guys the best, and we'll be in touch soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.